at the top of the hour. This week's mocking is still part of my Flashback Friday, Turnback Tuesday, but it is a ZZ Top mock as originally aired back in 2009 here on WRCT. But before I get back into music, man, I got to let you know that Lord preserve us and protect us, because Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on 88.3 FM. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, whiskey before breakfast. It's WRCT's folk and bluegrass show. He plays like a wide range of folk music, traditional, contemporary, fiddle tunes, songs galore. You can actually catch Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays or 9 a.m. on Thursdays right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming at WRCT.org. And would you believe I just found out this week that Mando Richard's birthday is July 27th. So I'm actually playing songs from his birthday from 2012, but I'm playing them now. And let's say happy birthday, Mando Richard. And from July 27th of 2012, Viva La Mock, let's play a set that might be right up Mando Richard's alley, starting off with something from Beck.
I was driving home in a Dodge Stratus. To the contaminated side of town, with a shortwave radio playing songs of the century, and a big black cloud of asbestos was shadowing my demise. Where are you this morning, little Randy? Break dancing in the food court by yourself. With the armor of your attitude and your jeans full of prison food, does the police chalk out a line where you last been seen? I was lacerated by my indiscretions. I was sanitized by the pine fresh smell of a damsel in stonewashed denim. The way that a sideways ponytail fell. Where are you this evening, candy apple sweetheart? Blazing bass solos up on the sun, with your syntax in repose and a clothespin on your nose and a septic tank filled with all the stories you told. She called me up on a chain store payphone. She invited me up to a condo door. Way down in a neon holler. To play laser tag with a cousin, Rick. Where are you this morning, Blue Randy? Doing capoeira up on the rooftop again, with your dry ice machine and a fistful of creatine. There's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen. Now there's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. And some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. But I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And it's the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes a rose.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so left over.
sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make me rise and fall. You're so rare and you're so fine, and I'm so very, very, very glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. Oh, oh, you're mine, you know I want the best for you, baby. Mm-hmm. And what you want, I want for you. And we can work together, baby, to see it all come true. 'Cause you're so rare and you're so fine, and Lord knows I'm so very glad you're mine. You're so rare, so rare, and you're so very, very fine. Oh, you cleared all the questions from my mind. We come a long, long way together, baby, through the hard times and all the good. I'm gonna take this day to celebrate you, baby, 'cause I have to stop and praise you like I should. You're so rare, take your praise, and you're so fine, and I hope you know I'm glad you're mine. Take your praise, you're so rare.
coming hell. True love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking.
Daniel Johnston wrapping up that set of music with True Love Will Find You in the End. Before that, how about some Camper Van Beethoven with Sad Lover's Waltz? Then I threw in there Camille Yarborough, and you're like, dude, it sounded so much like Fatboy Slim, but no, that's the original song, obviously, that Fatboy Slim pulled his Praise You, or one of his many samples. If you ever dig into the samples he used on that song, but that was called Take Your Praise, from the Iron Pot Cooker album from Camille from 1975. And then before that, that rare little ditty, and I say rare because I had totally forgotten that I even owned this. Yeah, The Rose, you're like, who was doing that? It was the Gear Daddies. That was actually a B-side of their Little Red Corvette single. So that was the Gear Daddies doing The Rose. And speaking of B-sides, before that, the entire set started off with some Beck with a B-side. A song's called Blue Randy, and it was a B-side to a single he put out called I Just Started Hating Some People Today. He put that out back in 2012 when that whole set of music was originally played on the Third Rail record label, Jack White's label. So yeah, again, that was wrapping up a whole bunch of music in the last hour, really, that all came from July 27th of 2012. We are just moments away, I will say, let's say 2 minutes away from a ZZ Top Mock that originally aired on WRCT on August 24th of 2009, actually. Yeah, I'm playing that Dusty Hill basses of ZZ Top. Passed away this week, so I'm like, I'm doing a Flashback Friday and a Turnback Tuesday. Why not turn back the clock to a mock to honor Dusty and the rest of ZZ Top? So that comes up in, as I said, about a minute and a half. But before I get to any of those types of things, I should remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, you know, people needing organ transplants, they actually need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are kidneys. Now, the good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. What they do is they link organ donors with people in need of kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't need to have to say, uh-oh, giving up one of my kidneys. Nope, you don't have to do that to save a life, because you could actually donate a boat, a car, some real estate, and you get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. So visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. This message has been brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT and me, the Mockster. Hey, and speaking of me, the Mockster, don't forget, on Tuesdays, you can check out A Minute Pause. It is a small, almost insignificant space. It's not a minute pause, because that's 60 seconds of space, and A Minute Pause is 4 hours long. It's Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh with your host, Sean Watson. I got that ZZ Top mock coming to you next, right after this brief message.
Some places I met some girl. baby. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. When I wake up in the morning, I get to town. I meet some lads. Come on. Can I tell you what the peace means? A man next to you is your brother. You gotta respect him.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 megahertz, or if wavelength is your thing, approximately 3.395 meters. This is Wavelength. I'm Seaside. That's spelled C-side, letter C. This is a show where I play all different types of waves, like new wave, surf punk, third wave ska, but mostly just anything that I like. This week I'm taking it a bit slower than usual. This is Hi Babe by the Ngozi family off of the comp album Welcome to Zamrock, with some Zambian rock. Enjoy.
Hi, baby.
Tonight, tonight, baby, don't do it. Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Lazy Days, as you can hear, by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Before this was Tonight by Stranger and Patsy. Up next is Novishtos by Cod.
Ruđe brzo kao voz i još uspuno
Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. Before this was What a Way to Die by the Pleasure Seekers. Up next is Include Me Out by Young Marble Giants.
Possessions out one by one. Include your lovers, include the one you threw away in 1963. Include me out, don't label me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
was Made Up in Blue by the Bats. Before that was Weight of the World by Alien Nose Job. Up next is Reactor by Helvetia.
Here we go again. I'm a new man.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get all the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That was True Killer by Sneaks. Before that was Equestrian by Omni. Up next is Fightin' Is Dumb by GT. Listening to Wavelength, I am Seaside on WRCT. This is Damaged Bug with Gloves for Garbage.
Prepare to take another
Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. That was Inseparables by Gwai. Gwai has an exclamation point on the end for emphasis. And before that was Saper Lipopet by Clothilda. Up next is Wet Behind the Eyes by The Cowboys.
CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
So unfortunately, we are going very much the wrong direction in a lot of ways in this country when it comes to just common decency and, quite frankly, law and order. Now, I know that law and order is typically a phrase weaponized by the right against the left, but we now have even Fox News host Tucker Carlson talking about fake vaccination cards, a card that looks like a real CDC card saying you've been vaccinated against COVID, but it's fake. Tucker Carlson referring to these cards as, and those who get them, as desperate acts by good law-abiding people. Now, it's against the law. So how do you call something that's against the law law-abiding? It's weird. We're going to look at the clip in a moment. Daily Beast writing about it. Tucker Carlson advocates for the unvaccinated to get fake vaccine cards. Quote, act of desperation. Taking his criticism of vaccine mandates to a whole new level, Tucker seemingly advocated for unvaccinated people to obtain fake vaccination cards, claiming it's not a serious crime, but instead an act of desperation for law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner. Earlier this week, Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. announced 15 people are now facing charges over a conspiracy to forge COVID-19 vaccine cards and fraudulently enter people into New York's vaccination database. 13 of the people charged for buying the bogus cards are, quote, believed to work in frontline and essential employee settings, including hospitals and nursing homes. The scheme involved a forger who allegedly advertised the sale of fake cards on her Instagram account for $200 apiece. For another $250, a Long Island nurse would then allegedly enter the buyer's name into the New York State Immunization Information System. According to Vance's office, roughly 250 of these cards were sold in an effort to avoid vaccination mandates. The article explains that Carlson has been a loud vaccine skeptic, has railed against mandates, has said all sorts of stuff. So let's go to the video. Here is Tucker Carlson. Take a listen.
So in good conscience, they've risked their careers to preserve their right to bodily autonomy, and now they're in jail for that.
So understand that. When you offer a fake vaccine card to someone, or you falsely enter someone into a state's vaccination database, Tucker is saying these are almost heroic people taking a risk to preserve bodily autonomy. These are crimes. This is fraud. That's what it is. And they claim to be about law and order, about, listen, this is the law.
Now, these arrests will be used to justify digital health passports for the entire American population. That is true. Save this tape. In fact, Cyrus Vance has already enlisted big tech to help root out the disobedient in New York. Quote, we need companies like Facebook to take action to prevent the fraud happening on their platform.
Now, even the use of the term disobedient is just a loaded term. Because what we're talking about when people lie about vaccination status is, number one, it's a crime. If it's a fake CDC card, you're using a federal agent. You're fraudulently using a federal agency's seal. That's a crime. But the use of the term disobedient is obviously cynical and tongue in cheek. And it's meant to say these are people who won't be bullied by the man.
It said making, selling and purchasing forged vaccination cards are serious crimes with serious public safety consequences.
They're certainly crimes. There's no doubt about that.
Consequences. End quote. Except that's a lie. Buying a fake vaccination card is not a, quote, serious.